Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters in Christ. Our readings this morning is Psalm 135, and it's 1 to 12, but I'll just do the first five. There's just so much wealth here. It says, sing hallelujah and praise the greatness of God. For all his righteous ones, praise him. All you worshipping priests on duty in the temple, praise him, for he is beautiful. Now, we don't have to wait, we don't have to get a job in the temple, in the church. We are the temple. We are now being built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets with Jesus Christ as a cornerstone. So we have been brought into this family now, and there's not some people part-time and some people full-time. We're all full-time in this temple to extend this temple, this kingdom. Amen. Praise him, for he is beautiful, and we got a wonderful shepherd. Amen. Wonderful Father, wonderful Spirit leading us into this great truth. Sing loving praise to his lovely name, for Yahweh has chosen Jacob for his own purpose, and Israel is his special treasure. Now, Jacob and Israel are not two different people. It's one person. It's a person that Jacob was deceived. And just as each and every one of us was deceived, and we were just looking to the natural, believing the natural, caught up in the carnal, and then God met us. Amen. And then we changed. We became new creations. Old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. And so Jacob also wrestled, met God, wrestled with him, and he became Israel, Prince of God. Next to other gods, the greatness of our God is unequal. For our God is incomparable. Hallelujah. And that's so true, eh? You know, I think like all of you, you know, I just was caught up in my natural family. And my natural family were rebellious Irish. Come from the rebellious Irish, my one side, my side of my father. So it was, yeah, but karate and yeah, and rebellion. But praise God, when God met me and God met each and every one of you, everything changed. We came to the rock of our salvation. We came to the one that authorized us. We came to a God that had plans with our lives. I love the words of Jesus. He says he's not ashamed to call us brethren because we are all from one source. We all come from the Father, our God in heaven. And that's a reality. And from that moment on, it's been just one great pleasure. We every day we draw close. Every day we are inspired. Every day we are motivated because we understand we've come to our origin. We come to our true family now. And now we have got a destiny. We've made for a time as this. So we don't want to miss out any day. So every day is precious. So we year, we draw close, we year, so that we can develop on schedule. And then keeping mindful of our God, keeping mindful of in him, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we live and move and have our being. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And with Christ in God, we have a destiny. We have a purpose. We have a path to walk, a role to fulfill. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.